All right. Well, what this is ticket audio historian TC somehow happened upon this. What this is Bob Sturm's first segment on the air at the Ticket ever. Bob was hired in 1998 to do the night show. Did they have a night show before you?
Yeah.
Okay. And I was hired, what, 6 months, not quite a year afterwards, to team up with Bob. It's amazing. All the people I talked to at Guys Night Out, and there's like, you know, tons.
You guys did that without me?
You're an idiot. I don't think I ran into one person who had been listening since 99. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, how'd you and Bob get together, blah, 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 blah. You know, you think everyone kind of knows, and they don't. So Bob was on the air with a solo show in 1998. They paired us up in 1999 when the guy who was on from noon to three got himself fired. And it's been a beautiful marriage ever since. But somebody happened upon your first ever segment on the air. Now, I wish we had our first segment on the air, even though I wouldn't want to play it back. But how did we not record our first show? Did we just figure it's not going to last and we're not going to want to hear this in the future?
Isn't that
one of the horrors of our early existence? Like, don't you wish you had the audio? And we archive everything.
It's weird because you say, don't you wish you had the audio, but I don't wish you had this audio you're about to play.
Okay, well, I wish we had us together. And
this is excruciating audio that I will be more than happy to admit. Whatever was coming through the speakers the first time I was on the Ticket airwaves, that's like, that wasn't the lead for me. What was going on in my head was the lead for me.
You're out of Lynchburg. Tiny little radio station.
This is basically my first major league at bat. So if you're looking
for my
Joey Gallo streak of striking out three out of every four plate appearances.
That's what we're going to get here?
You're going to get an incredibly freaked out young man here who I'm sure is quite positive about everything because he hasn't met Dan yet. So I haven't learned to chill out, and it's okay not to say everything isn't the greatest thing in the world. And
you do have Joe, though.
I do have little Joe ushering me through these troubled waters.
Joe Lecce is a prominent player.
My tugboat.
Well, painful or not, it's really an interesting listen. Wouldn't you agree? Let's let's at least listen to a minute and see how you feel, okay?
Okay.
All right. The Ticket!
Kind of like sap oozing out of a tree. It's nonstop yapping about something or another. KTCK, Dallas.
I sound different.
So, okay, that's not you.
Oh.
So this is 1998. Bob's first ever words on the Ticket.
The Ticket, the newest ticket head, Bob Sturm, doing it all night long on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Pause. The actual theme music used for like 3 years in Lynchburg.
Oh, yeah? You got to bring over your own stuff?
Yeah. And by the way, small trivia piece. After NFL Sunday Ticket games on DirecTV, when they show the DirecTV logo, they'll also be playing this exact music for some reason.
Oh, it really?
Doesn't make any sense, but they do it.
8:04 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Very nice to be on board with you folks tonight. My name is Bob Sturm. Some might even call me the Sturminator, although I won't require that.
The Sturminator.
All right, that's enough.
Great to be on
board. You want to stop now?
I do.
Board with you on a Monday night. Ladies and gentlemen, let me prepare you for 3 hours of action-packed sports entertainment. We are ready to go. This is going to be fun tonight.
It's a radio voice.
Some hot sports opinions here on the
radio. And you have a natural voice, which you don't need to have radio voice.
But I had radio voice there.
But you feel like you're tossing a little radio voice in.
It sounds like...
Yeah, I turned up a notch here.
Goodbye, Tom Larkus. Right. Matt Hicks, right? Just got to talk to you, right? Low radio voice, right?
Radio.
We talk hey, about Steve Busby does it. There's no way Steve Busby talks like that. But when you get on the air, you get a radio voice just a
especially
little.
Especially if you're by yourself.
Right.
Actually, tonight is going to be a little bit different as we bring you into the arena here. Tonight is a little bit sports talk and a little bit meet and greet. This is kind of going to be, you know, when you come to town and you open up your home and you say, you know, here's where we want to have all the people in the neighborhood over for the big barbecue. And what we're going to do is we're just going to, you know, we're just going to hang out. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about me, what you can expect nights here on the ticket. We're going to have a blast. I assure you of that. And
is that
there,
reverb? It can't be reverb. There was no reverb.
That's probably just the tape. I had to do some stuff to take out the hiss of the fact that it's a tape.
I do remember going into the show that this was really important to introduce yourself, tell everyone a little bit about yourself, tell everyone what the show's about. This was told to me by both my boss, Bruce, and my producer, Joe. They were going to lead me through this unsteady time of just kind of set it up. Like, let's talk about ourselves a little bit.
You know, we are going to we're going to see how things go down. So it is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to, you know, we're just going to tell you a little bit about me. We're going to go around the room. In fact, let's not waste any time. The producer of the Bob Sturm / Sturminator show. I don't think we actually have a name for it yet.
Were you considering that, Sturminator show?
I was considering anything Bruce thought was a good idea meant I didn't have to live in Lynchburg anymore. I could live in Dallas and work at the ticket. So my responses to any suggestions he had, or really my producer had at the time, and it's pretty much the same to this day, Jake, I'm open to all of your suggestions, and I approve them all, and I'm up for whatever. So whatever you want me to say, however you want me to be on the air, I am a Play-Doh in your hands.
Little Joe Lecce. Hey, what's up, Little Joe?
Hello, Bob.
How you doing?
Welcome to Dallas, and welcome to the ticket.
Well, thank you, and we haven't actually settled on a specific name yet, have we? Is it the Bob Sturm Show, or is it the Sturminator Show, or...
I don't know.
It's a work in progress.
There we go.
We shall come up with that. Doing the ticket tickers for us tonight is Kevin Scott. Kevin,
good evening.
Good evening to you.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. And
good. Why are you sitting in the dark? Are you going to sit in the dark for your show?
I was going to ask you about that.
Oh, am I not?
It's up to you. Hey,
I guess we have plenty of lighting in here.
It's the Bob Sturm Show.
I thought we could create an ambiance for the listeners with a with a sort of romantic feel in here in the studio.
That'll be fine until about 30 minutes from now when the sun sets. And you'll...
The voice thing is the big thing that stands out.
It really does.
How much of this do we have to listen to?
We can stop at any point.
Listen to the hate dripping from Kevin Scott's vocal cords.
Yeah, it's your show. I mean, it should have been mine, but it's yours.
Okay, so when I came in,
yes, sir.
We used to talk about the... What number did we throw
on? The list of 100?
The list of 100, the list of 500, the people who wanted the gig and didn't get it. And instantly, you just knew they were rivals of mine from the get-go. Did you have the same feel when you came into the ticket? Certainly. There had to be a line of people that thought, yeah, I could do the night show. But now they didn't get the gig. Now you work with them.
The only thing I remember from that is the oddity of while I was being brought in. I can't remember if this was my job interview trip or the actual me filling out the papers to start my first day at the ticket. But they actually took me around to introduce to everyone kind of the station tour. And I clearly remember, hey, Bob, this is Max Miller. Max, this is Bob Sturm. So basically the guy they are about to fire and let him know that I'm replacing him like that night or something.
Like, they hadn't even told him yet?
I don't think so.
Wow. That's a weird...
I don't know if it was the day of or the day before or something like that, but it was a really weird deal where they... I'm sure it was accidental, but they introduced me to the guy they were about to say, you've been replaced. And that was always really weird to me. But again, what did I care? I was at Dallas, Dan.
Yeah.
At the ticket.
I know exactly how you feel.
All
I can see is the glow of my face off the computer screen. But we will be doing that tonight, and obviously getting ticket tickers on a regular basis. And in fact, one will be coming up very shortly. And we're just going to be hanging out tonight, having a good time, and letting you know what the Bob Sturm Show, I guess, is all about. You'll be hearing it Monday through Friday here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, at 8 to 11 p.m. And certainly we are looking forward to bringing that to you. In fact, tonight on the show, there's a number of directions we will be going. In fact, I had a chance to check out the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, one of your fine publications here in the Metroplex.
And I'm trying to learn all the words.
I'm sure many of you...
That was a big thing, and I remember even you saying to me when we first met, you told me about the online Tictionary.
Yeah.
That ticket terms.
Right.
And I do notice you haven't really done it too much here, but I think
I'm sure the onslaught will begin.
But this must have been coaching that you were getting is, hey, to, and I've always thought that helped expose you more as a phony. But if somebody tells you, hey, start using all the terms that these other guys have been using for years.
Right.
I always, in my head, that makes, it just feels so weird coming out of my own mouth that
no, it's the fill-in guy on SportsCenter trying to use all the Kilborn catchphrases. It's a it's a horrible piece of advice.
I bet you were told to do that.
But it's a piece of advice I was given.
So the question of the day in the Dallas Cowboys section. Of course, a team that we will be referring to on a regular basis here on the Bob Sturm Show is Mexico's team. And we will get down to that a little bit later. But
ooh, a little controversy.
Would you like to explain?
It was a simple idea that America's team assumes that it, you know, with proper polling information, that it would be overwhelmingly the entire country supports one football team, and that's quite true in Mexico, where like 85% of the populace consider themselves, if they care about the NFL, as Cowboy fans. But I think the most powerful team in the United States of any fan base might have like 12% of the population's support. It's hard to call that America's team. It's like the...
Okay, so yours this was a fact-based bit.
Yeah, as all my bits try to be. Uh-huh. But, you know, little comedy there. What's wrong? What's wrong being Mexico's team?
Of the people polled, I would say... Well, let me do the math here. It's 1,254... fans, or at least sports people out there in the Metroplex, were polled about whether the Cowboys are going to finish with a winning record in 1998. And an unbelievable 96% of you were on board with them going with a winning record. And I'm not saying that's necessarily right.
That is funny, though. So you roll into town. We've done this. We go to Aggie games. Hey, okay, let's look at who predicted. It's Aggie playing Alabama this weekend. Let's take a look at all the local writers.
Oh, 96% of the Aggies winning. That's crazy.
That is funny that's first
thing. The whole Metroplex sports team. Now, once you get in here for a while, you start to just...
You get a bias.
Yeah, you come to, you know, the force draws you in. Much like a Imperial Star Destroyer might. You're just drawn in.
The tractor beam
pulls you in.
Ooh,
and you start believing everything you hear.
Reference.
You start going with... So I am so far fairly uncontaminated at this point, as could be expected, I would guess. And we will go with that, some of that today. But first, and in fact, we will go to that next. But first, let's get a ticket ticker.
Gotta say
and
next.
Kevin Scott. Kevin, what's happening?
Yeah. We used to introduce tickers. TC.
And they would say, thanks a lot, Bob. All right, Rangers, blah, blah.
We're gone. Because studies back then showed that's the best way to go to break and to keep people retained. And apparently studies now have shown something different. You know, they've always got a reason for the way we lay out our breaks.
Sweet Kevin Scott.
But I'll tell you, Bob, that's just not the worst. That's not the worst piece of audio we've ever played of you on this station. When we played our Lynchburg stuff or your college radio, come on.
I didn't know what was on this tape. I refused to listen to it for my leisure. I
fast-forwarded through 2 minutes because of time constraints, and you did throw out some more. I believe we were hearing about spares, and it just sounded like an uncomfortable
Hot sports opinion was a big one that you were saying with confidence, like, this is what you guys like, right?
Yeah.
But the needle moves if I say hot sports opinion.
But, dude, it had to be...
Heard y'all
times,
are into this.
20 times worse than my first day. You're on an island alone. You're by yourself. You're the only guy there.
Just me and Joe Lecce taking on the world together, hand in hand.
So there it is. Bob's first day ever in 1998. Mm. That audio for sale.
Mm. Boy.
On our website.
Is that, bottom, now we're here. That, you don't have a date on that, do you?
Exact date, TC?
Is that like today?
That's too much on the spot. I can find it out.
It's darn near July 27th would be the first day, and then a week from today I showed up in Wichita Falls with a car
that
got broken into.
It was the week before training camp, wasn't it?